One of the biggest decisions we can make in life is if and when to start a family of our own. Thanks to modern science and new social norms, more women are choosing to have babies later in life and on their own. CBS's Nikki Batiste goes in-depth on the growing trend of women becoming single moms by choice.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Up against her biological clock, Tracy Kodak faced a tough decision at 39.
Do you remember the moment you thought, I'm going to have a baby on my own?
I do. I was with my best friend, and I said, I don't have a partner. I need to be a mom.
She emptied her savings to cover fertility treatments, ultimately using sperm donated by a friend. After 3 years of trying, she had Zola, 7+ pounds of pure wonder.
And then it was, oh my gosh, I'm taking home a human. And she was perfect.
Kodak belongs to the organization Single Mothers by Choice. Its 30,000 members are part of a growing trend, women having babies alone because they're tired of waiting for the one, or they simply want to parent solo.
You could do this all day, couldn't you?
Like Emma Ramos, mother to 2-year-old Michael.
If you had to choose one word to describe life as a single mom by choice, what would it be?
Can it be two words? I would say just like beautiful chaos.
As a teenager, Ramos dreamed of having a child, not a partner. Modern attitudes have helped make that possible. Today, more than 3/4 of Americans find single parenting acceptable, although more support a two-parent household.
That speaks to the misconception that we have somehow purposefully handicapped our children by, you know, only bring them into the world with one parent.
You obviously make all the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a blessing and a curse?
Decision making, I would say, is a blessing. But then I suppose if I make the wrong decision, I'm the only one, you know, to blame, I guess.
Just in time for this Mother's Day, Zola Kodak turned 11.
Having a single mom by choice can be hard, like when you're first growing up, but then my mom just wanted me, nobody else.
Everything I do for her. This house is for her, my job, it's all for her.
Two single moms living with their choices and their children and loving both.
I love you.
I love you too.
Nikki Batiste, CBS News, New York.